It's a challenge faced by opera companies around the world, reaching out to young audiences. The task is made easier by programs like the collaboration between Neo Valley Middle School and Hawaii Opera Theater, a summer opera residency that gives students an opportunity to stage a production of Aida, no less. Eric Haynes leads the Hawaii Opera Theater's education department. He's seen what happens when young people get a taste of grand opera, and he's with us this morning. Good morning, Eric.
Hi, good morning.
What does happen when young people get a taste of grand opera?
Boy, for a lot of them, it changes their lives. It changes the way their parents look at them. It changes the way their teachers look at them.
In what ways? I mean, what changes about them?
You see we just finished a residency out in Aiea Elementary,
uh-huh.
And we were talking to the principal after the project was finished, and she said, these kids are walking taller with more confidence. The teachers see, a lot of these kids aren't necessarily getting the highest grades in their academics, and all of a sudden they go out and they're getting an A on the stage, and they're just doing things no one ever thought they could do, and they see the kids in a whole different light.
It's a chance for them to be kind of judged and judge themselves by criteria other than the schools, right?
Absolutely. And we've had a couple kids where they've gone through this program and they go, wow, I never knew I could do this.
Yeah.
And then we come upon them later in life in our such in our high school program or in our adult program.
Which is kind of it argues that you shouldn't decide in advance what's good for kids and what ain't, right?
Absolutely.
Because, you know, as you well know, the traditional perception of opera is that it's something sort of arcane and for a kind of an isolated audience, usually an older audience, right?
Oh, right. It's giant people that yell really loud that carry spears, right? But the kids come to it very naturally. They don't second guess it. They call it the drama program, and the first thing we tell the kids out there, it's not drama, it's opera. Sorry about that. that doesn't faze them at all. And you go by that school, and you're going to hear famous choruses from Aida out in the parking lot. The kids are just going for it.
Well, you know, in a way, it makes a lot of sense because kids love things that are extravagant, over the top, dramatic, right?
Absolutely.
Intense.
Absolutely.
All those things would describe grand opera, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you know, kids are dramatic, just naturally.
Sure.
You give them this opportunity to rein it in or expand it depending on the kid. And then, you know, then they also not only get to be on stage, but they also have to figure out, you know, what does Aida look like? Where did this stuff take place? What did Egypt look like? Then figure out how are we going to build a set? How are we going to get costumes together? What kind of props would these people have? And so they have to also do a lot of research.
The demands of going on stage, you know, nobody, I mean, maybe there are a few people somewhere who find it easy to get on stage and just give it all. But for the most of us, it's a struggle. It's a huge hurdle to overcome, right?
It's true. It is a hurdle. And so part of the process for us is building their courage.
Yeah.
And so the first thing that we do first day is, okay, you have to stand up and give your name.
Mm-hmm.
And then each day, that task gets a little bit harder.
Uh-huh.
And so by the end, you know, the kids can stand up there and sing a solo in front of the other kids. They can do an improv exercise with another kid in front of an audience, and they've just gained leaps and bounds in their confidence.
Every time you do something that you're terrified to do and succeed at it, it's kind of a quantum leap forward, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You see those kids that were very tentative at first getting up there, and now they just march right up there, and it's not an issue anymore for them.
We've all met people who are huge extroverts on stage, who off stage are, you know, very self-effacing, shy, have trouble looking you in the eye, right? There are people who completely transform getting on stage. Have you seen that among young people?
Oh, yeah. I've seen it amongst young people and also with a lot of adults as well.
Sure.
The productions we do now at Blaisdell.
Is it good for you? If you are by nature reticent, is taking a crack at the performing arts, can it help you out?
Oh, yeah. I think so. Because you have to do job interviews. You have to do presentations, whether it's in the classroom or in the real world, and we teach the kids, no, there's two yous. There's the you when you're sitting in your room or when you're by yourself, and then there's the presentational you.
Yeah.
And you have to decide, you know, which one do you need to turn on at which time in order to survive in life, and that's okay. And to figure out the skills on how to deal with that.
And even if the presentational you doesn't get a standing ovation, it doesn't kill you, right?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And that and also that it is such an important skill to have in life.
Yeah, I mean, people are more afraid of public speaking than they are of being run over by a bus. It's amazing.
Yeah, and we try to bring beyond that. Imagine trying to sing in front of people, which is a huge fear for most people.
No kidding.
And you know, we've had kids where they've started the process just speaking their name, and just that was the fear of doing that in front of people was enough to make them cry. And by the end, they've built enough confidence where they can actually go up and sing in front of people by themselves.
That's got to be a rewarding thing to see.
It really is.
Well, the other thing that you've got is this isn't just getting up in front of people and singing. This is everything to do with mounting a production.
Absolutely.
That you're doing, right? And with all the challenges, you were saying you've had some challenges in the space that's available. And
yeah, there's a big construction project going on, which nobody knew about, so we're trying to mount a production in the middle of a very major refurb of their cafeteria.
Can you kind of see that binding the kids?
You know, the kids, I think, seem less phased by it than we do.
Uh-huh.
I guess we're thinking about all the nuts and bolts, and they're just going, okay, we got to learn a few melodies, and we got to get up there on stage and get our costumes together, and they seem to ignore the whole thing.
Which makes it sound as if there's a bit of two-way education going here.
Yeah, I think that is true.
Because I think a lot of adults in the arts are really trying to get to a lot of the attitudes that kids find natural.
Yeah, and that is one of the, I think the challenging things about it is convincing the adults that this is a very viable and very natural things for the kids.
Yeah,
they take to it like to ducks like water, and the adults are going, whoa, that's that big scary opera stuff. And the kids are like, yeah, whatever, we're just singing and having a good time, and we're learning about Egypt.
If you don't tell them it's big and scary, it's not necessarily going to be, is it?
Exactly.
Well, that really sounds like a great project. Thanks so much for coming in, Eric.
Thanks for having me.
Eric Haynes is the Hawaii Opera Theater's Director of Education, and his students will offer a free public performance of Giuseppe Verdi's Aida Tuesday, June 28th at 6 p.m. in the Niu Valley Middle School cafeteria.